What's going on, guys? Welcome to the FPT Podcast, episode number 86, recorded live on June 25th, 2016.
2-5, motherfucker.
Good. I'm in California, and we are very pleased to have our best friend, Bubby.
Best way to make it all about you.
Yeah, our best friend, Bubby, streaming for us or syndicating from the GFQ studio in New York. So thank you, Bubby. You're awesome. And then, of course, with me, Bern Shoup and Lucas Ciprin.
Howdy, folks.
Howdy, folks.
Buenos dias.
So how are you guys doing? Because I'm doing great.
Good. Why don't you just go ahead and talking about how you're doing?
How are you, Lucas?
Just cut to the chase.
Oh, I'm great. It's another wonderful hot day in Ohio.
Another wonderful Saturday.
Another one of those.
It's nice. It's hot here too, but I mean, you know, air conditioning and stuff. So it's nice in the house, but yeah, life is good over here. Life's real good. I don't think I'm coming home.
Yeah, I didn't think so.
Obviously, I'm here for VidCon. So we've been at VidCon. And that's been a hoot. Yesterday, we did not go to VidCon because of reasons.
You went to an Angels game, I believe.
We did go to an Angels game because we were very hungover from the night before. And it was just
usually when I'm hungover, I just think baseball.
You're right. Well, like we were in Anaheim and we wanted to do something without, we didn't want to go home being like, wow, we wasted a whole day. We didn't do anything.
Right.
So we went to an Angels game last minute, like literally last minute. We were just like, oh, the Angels playing. Want to go to the game? So we took a cab and went. So that was that. I've been in California since Sunday. We started off in Sacramento. And I was with the Gren guys. They're here upstairs getting ready to go to the beach, I think.
Can you make them appear behind you?
I can't right now.
I can grab them eventually. Brandon, come here.
Here we go. I'm bringing Brandon over.
If they're not appearing behind you, it doesn't matter.
What's happening? How we doing? I can't even see.
Can't see what? This is the feed on Skype. Oh, Brian, look. Perfect. Come on in. Say hi. In the microphone, of course.
Hello, everyone.
There you go. The Gren guys. Now, we've actually been doing vlogs. I had the vlogs up on the YouTube channel and stuff, but, I mean, obviously, if you're listening to the podcast, you can find those on youtube.com/frontpagetech. But those are the guys I told you was getting ready to go to the beach. I heard razors and stuff, so I think they're shaving their legs for prime action. I think that's what's happening.
What?
That's what you do before you go to the beach in California. It's a rule. It's up on the fridge.
Are you going to shave your legs?
Yeah, there's a sign on the fridge and it says like the rules, like shut off the air conditioner when you leave the house.
And then shave your legs.
Shave your legs when you go to the beach. Yeah.
John, if you are legitimately shaving your legs, can you please film it?
I'm not shaving my legs. But I mean, I don't see why it would be a problem if I did.
Why would you want to?
No, I'm saying if I did, it'd be funny. And there's really nothing like the bad that comes of it, really.
Your legs will be itchy after you shave them.
But really, how itchy and for how long?
Have you ever shaved your legs?
No.
Have you ever talked to Michelle after she shaved her legs?
One time.
That's not a leg, actually. That's actually just your knee.
It's on my leg, though.
Have you ever talked to Michelle after she has shaved her legs? About a day after.
About what?
I think he's getting a chafing.
Probably a lot
he's
of
not
things.
Really
I mean,
saying it so
it's fucking itchy. That's what I'm saying.
So you're saying not to shave my legs?
I'm saying fucking shave your legs. It's gonna be itchy. I'm fucking telling you that. That's it. That's the extent of this conversation. And if you're gonna do it, make a video of it.
I'm just saying because when I shave my face doesn't get itchy. You know what I'm saying?
How do you shave your face?
What?
Do you use a regular razor to shave your face?
I mean, I have. But I mean, I use an electric razor on my face. I don't understand what...
Fuck,
Brandon,
never...
Why
God
is
damn it.
I need, right okay, Please we need to bring you in me. This. Come here. This is very important. Put this in your ear.
Okay.
I'm in.
And then come here.
You guys just shared ear goo.
Yeah. Have you...
So tasty.
Have you ever shaved your legs?
No. No.
But why wouldn't you?
Because I'm not a chick.
No. A good reason.
It's a pretty solid reason, John.
Yeah.
that can't be it. What is... Okay.
Well, no. We're the other.
This fucking backfired, didn't it?
Why would you shave your legs?
No. Okay. Brian is saying that you shouldn't shave your legs because then it would be itchy.
Well, there's multiple reasons you shouldn't shave your legs. Itchy. It'll grow back stronger. Once you do it once, you got to do it all the time.
But isn't that a myth? Like, are we...
No,
I don't think I shave really... the back of my neck, and it comes back stronger each time.
It's just like afro. All the way up your back.
Yeah, this is true.
So, I'm saying if we shave our legs for the beach, there's really nothing bad that comes of that, other than now we got to tell people that our legs are shaved.
John, like if you want to shave your legs,
but is it really the worst thing that could happen?
No. I mean, you could like tear out your ass hair with fucking duct tape. That's not what you're doing.
But then I don't get to show anyone. Like, if I'm going to the beach, I mean, I'm showing people.
Depending on how much you want to age gate the video, you can
show my asshole.
I don't know you. Okay. You might.
The reality is, there's no circumstance where this is a good thing. Now, if you do it, it's okay to defend it, like you're doing now, because you don't want to feel dumb about it. But it's definitely not a good choice.
I'm not. Well, let's. Well, no. Let's clear this up. I'm not saying I shave my legs.
Oh, you're not.
No, are you sure? I'm saying I think it's worth a tweet. Anyway, I shaved my legs and took a picture. I think the tweet itself is worth it.
I think if you shave your legs, then you definitely should talk about it.
Okay.
Because if you don't talk about it, it's even more weird.
Okay, so
then you're hiding the fact that you shaved your legs.
I don't see why this is a problem. Do you think I can shave my leg with an electric razor right now on the podcast?
Well, I mean, there's no reason to do that because it's not going to be perfectly smooth. You got to use like an actual.
No. You gotta keep them entertained.
Oh, man.
He's gone.
How's it going, Brian?
I feel like this is my fault, actually.
Well,
it's definitely your fault.
Yeah.
How about that?
I pushed him, like, I wanted to get him right to the line where he would actually do it on camera and then pull him back so he'd make a video later, but I ended up just shoving him fucking over the cliff. And now we're going to watch John shave his legs on the podcast. So, great for audio, just so you know.
Now, the thing I'm worried about right now is not the fact that he's shaving his legs, but, like, just the cleanup that he's going to have. I mean, if he's going to shave himself right there. So,
yeah.
I'm just getting the whole preemptive.
I wonder how far we can push him, if we can make him make a sandwich out of the hair.
I'm back. Why?
He's back.
Now.
Well.
Not sure how to pull this off.
Just I mean, you don't have like a laptop or anything, so. Okay.
I have acquired shorts.
John, question. Is this somebody's house or is it like an Airbnb or like is it
someone
you know's house? Okay. So you're going to leave fucking leg hair all over Winnie the Pooh?
I'm not going to leave it on Winnie the Pooh, you asshole. What do you think I am? I'm not an animal. So,
a fucking asshole who shaved his legs in the living room, apparently.
And it's a tile floor, so easily cleanable.
Are you going to clean it up?
Yes. Okay.
John, Drew has a good point. If I give you $20, will you lick it off the floor? The hair, I mean.
For $20?
Yeah.
Brian, are you saying... that if I shave my legs, at least one, you will give me $20 if I lick the hair off the floor.
Lucas, will you go and have these with me?
No, actually.
Well, Brian, I mean...
give me $20 and I promise you right now I'll do it.
You'll swallow it.
Fuck.
I'll swallow the... I will fucking lick it off the floor and swallow it.
This seems so worth it now.
$20? $20.
Okay, hold up.
$20 for me, not for you.
No, $20 and I have to like be able to pick my payment method to you.
What do you mean you pick your payment method? Because now the line's getting blurry.
Well, no, you're gonna get $20 just in the way I see fit.
Fuck it. So I'm getting $20. Just you decide how I get it. That's all.
Exactly.
But I'm getting okay. Fuck it. I don't care.
Yeah. Now you have to do this right. So you have to actually.
It's my hair. Have it's the not camera. Like I'm licking Brandon's out the floor.
I mean, that's if you like want, $30. Probably. Listen, if you're going to do it right, make sure you have the camera set up properly and all that. So you're a professional. You can handle this. That's... Oh, boy. Did you have the shorts on already, or is that new?
No, I put shorts on.
Okay, I was just making sure, because you tend to do that.
Okay, I think I'm going to start off trimming, you know, as you do. Now, listen, audio listeners, you're going to have to really tune into the video at some point. We're just going to go up. I mean, this is...
No!
He walked into this.
Stop!
Okay.
Oh.
The shaving is going well. I want to...
That's a lot of hair, John.
Well, I can honestly say that when we started the podcast, I didn't know that this was going to be how it...
You know, I'm actually right there with you.
That's a good shaver for that.
I know, man.
He really does very well.
This is the Braun something.
Great shaver.
If you'd like to be a sponsor, john@frontpagetech.net is how you can get a hold of me. Other than
great.
That, next time I shave my legs, we'll go with Phillips.
Way to plug it.
Now, Brian.
John.
Before I get too ahead of myself, how much of this do I have to lick off the floor? Because I'm not licking all of it.
You have to put it in a pile and just drag your tongue across it.
Okay, that's fine then. Whatever. So I'm just going to put it on the floor.
Whatever does enter you has to be consumed.
Okay. I mean, I think this is going well. This is... never done this before, so...
Oh, my God.
The podcast is popping my cherry on this one.
I can't even handle this right now.
Lucas, how are you doing? Did you expect this? Lucas is sort of the straight man of the bunch.
Is that...
Oh, can you see this?
Oh, boy.
See what?
The difference.
Yeah, you're like a different skin color now.
And this is just going to be one leg, so...
You're going to do the whole leg.
I mean, up to a point, you know. I'm going to start going up my nuts or anything. Right off the knee, like so. I'm glad I charged this thing.
Yeah, me
is there
too.
A broom here, do you think?
I don't know.
If not, we have to buy a broom.
Yeah.
This is actually like, it feels real good.
Oh,
feels like someone just scratching my leg, you know?
We just made Chelsea leave.
Why? One viewer left, you said? Chelsea?
I mean, really have to ask.
Chelsea can't handle this?
Now you got.
She says she left, but I bet you that same $20 that she didn't leave.
It's like a fucking car crash, John. You can't look away. So,
nice stopping point. But I mean, there's a lot of hair.
John,
on this.
John,
are you glad
can you do
you
me a favor?
Downstairs?
John, can you do me a favor?
What's that, Brian?
Can you do that with one hand?
Do what with one hand? I do a lot of
shave.
One
shave
hand.
Your leg.
Yeah.
Can you do with that with one hand and call Michelle with the other hand and tell her what you're doing?
No. No.
Are you sure? Everybody who's watching, tweet Michelle what John's doing.
I think this. Oh, so smooth now.
Chelsea says she hates you. Hates you.
Can you do me a favor and hand me my phone?
I mean, we can't.
I'm just going to tweet
this.
I'm
sure he's not talking to us.
Huh? I don't know. I don't know what time it is. Okay. Need a picture of this. Need to take... Oh, there's hair on the bottom. Okay, cool. We'll tweet that. So, guys, Lucas, how was your week?
Oh, it was great. Summer classes are over. Oh, and... I concluded my week with a wonderful display of a man getting torn apart by the beasts that he once controlled to use against his own enemies.
Lucas, what the fuck are you talking about? Did I come up with this?
Those beasts might have been dogs.
Oh.
Oh. Well,
okay. I see what you're saying.
I'm not real sure where to go from that.
I didn't know you partook in that.
Very recently, Brian.
I caught up all of Game of Thrones in 4 weeks.
That's pretty impressive, actually.
So if you haven't seen episode 9 of Game of Thrones, fuck, that sucks for you.
Lucas, yep. Do you realize week, that so game that's 60 it. Hours?
It's 59, but yes.
Okay, whatever.
So, we're good on my leg.
Okay, good. Pile it up, John. Let's commit.
That'll be the finale of the podcast.
Oh, what? Now, if you chicken out...
I'm not chicken out. You offered $20.
Yeah, I did.
So.
Wow. So that happened. How's your leg feel?
Good. I mean, it, all in all, felt pretty good, you know?
No.
10 out of 10.
I really don't know.
It felt like someone was like massaging and scratching my leg at the same time. Really good. My leg's kind of cold, though.
All right.
I will admit. You know.
Wow.
So, Brian.
Yeah.
Give me stories from this week.
I don't think so. It's been fucking boring. Like, okay. Yeah.
Sorry,
you've
had a boring week. I have not.
I just.
You want to hear about my week?
Go for it.
You just downloaded what?
The Android N beta and installed it on my phone.
That's a dangerous thing that you did.
No, it's a stable beta.
Hmm. We'll see.
I mean, as far as I'm aware, it is.
What did I do? I got. Oh, that is Android N. Look at that. Look at that. There's Brian. For once, you gave the viewers tech for this.
I don't
week.
Have to do with this.
You what happened? Just keep tapping it. Tap it a bunch of times. Keep going.
I'm going as fast as I can.
I don't know.
I think it's happening.
Thought it was supposed to start spinning or something. Guess not. Anyway. Sunday, landed in Sacramento. We went to Buckhorn Grill or something, barbecue place. It was so good. Like, the best burger I've ever had in my life. So that was a good start. Yeah. You guys that watched the vlog saw the apartment. That was cool. I was in Sacramento for a few days, and then we flew here on Wednesday. Thursday was VidCon, which was cool because we went and I got to meet a couple of you guys. And by you guys, I don't mean Brian or Lucas. I mean the fans. So that was super awesome.
You've met
so if you came up and you said hi and took a picture, thanks. And hi back.
You're welcome.
It was nice seeing. It was cool because I got to meet, you know, people that I watch too. Like, I was walking in the hallway. There's three levels of VidCon. There's, like, the community level, and everyone has their own little pass. So I have a purple pass because I'm a creator, you know. The community
this entire red. Podcast is going to be John being like, look what I got. Look what I did.
The community wears a red pass, and then they have, okay. like, the whole lower floor, which is, like, crazy. There are thousands and thousands and thousands of people in the lower floor. There's a main stage where a lot of the stuff happens where, like, the community gets to watch panels of their favorite YouTubers, and then there was, like, a floor just with booths and stuff, and, like, Eminem had a booth, Instagram had a booth, YouTube had a booth, full screen, broadband, Nickelodeon was there with a booth, and just, like, crazy stuff. And then... Like, I met a few people because that's the floor I started out on. And it was like when I went to the booth section of things, there was a girl that worked for Eminem. They recognized me, and I was only there for like 15 minutes by the point that happened. There wasn't really anyone like there yet. It wasn't too crazy. And then.
That was Wednesday?
Thursday.
Was it Thursday? Okay.
Yeah. And then went up to the upper floor, which was for creators. And then there was a third floor for influencers, for like people like. Grin. Obviously, it was on the creator floor. And there's a bunch of different stuff going on. I talked with FameBit. That was cool. They saw that I was there, and they tweeted me or DM'd me on Twitter and asked me to stop in and say hi, and they wanted to chat with me about stuff. Hi, Bridget. And so I met up with them, Adam from FameBit, where essentially, I mean, making a cool little move. Basically, if you've ever used FameBit as a creator, it's like it's very you're able to get brand deals. You propose a video idea or something, like your audience, to a brand, and they pay you for some sort of promotion. And usually they're like one video, one off, that sort of thing. But FameBit, I guess, had paid attention to Front Page Tech and saw that it's like a, it's, they're not just one off episodes. They're more longer term stuff, like where we can offer a week or 2 weeks or 6 months. And there's a lot of like marketplaces for brands, not just FameBit. There's a lot of them, but none of them are doing that, where you can like work long term with a creator or a brand. So they asked me how that works and how we work with brands and what kind of stuff we offer. And they, they're going to integrate that into FameBit, where you can actually work longer term instead of one off videos. So if they do that, cool. You're welcome, FameBit. Also, I was just walking in the hallway, just walking, okay, as you do, and walking the opposite direction is Jeff Ramsey from Rooster Teeth.
Oh, my God. You met Gordon Ramsay?
I met Gordon Ramsay. So he's got a couple security guards next to him. Security was pretty hot here because of Christina Grimmie and stuff.
Right.
Most likely. But he was walking the other way. I was just like, holy shit. And he said, holy shit. And I asked him if we could take a picture. And
we did.
Yeah. Because
he was so surprised to see you.
Yeah.
That's why I was asking.
So I was like, can I take a picture with you? He's like, sure, dude. I was like, fuck yeah. And he said, fuck yeah, indeed. And then we took a picture. And then we both walked the opposite directions afterwards, shook each other's hand and left. And then we both ended up in the same room. And then basically had a conversation about, because when he walked in the room, I was the only one he knew because we had just seen each other. And the other people in the room were like, I mean, I had no idea who they were. It was the FameBit Lounge. And he was it was basically a conversation of, who are you and why are we in the same room together right now? Again, basically. Right. So we had a little mini conversation. That was cool. I tried not to piss myself because it's cool like with fans coming up to me and stuff, but it's a whole other story, like me meeting creators that I watch and stuff. Bernie was there, he said, but he was in the Hilton, the hotel next door. Bernie was like hiding. It was Bernie, Ashley, Dan from Slow Mo Guys, and Boogie 2988. They were hanging out. Boogie actually, something, his channel got shut down today.
Really? What happened?
Yeah. I don't know if it's back up right now, but yeah, it got shut down, which is crazy. Who else did I meet? There's a few people at VidCon and stuff, and then there's parties every night of VidCon, and you have to be like, you have to have a badge to get in them. So there was a party, and this is all in a vlog that I'll upload probably tomorrow. I don't know. There was a party at the Hilton, where like the people were at, and we went there and it was kind of busy, and we ate there and stuff, but then we left and we went to Disney, downtown Disney, which was cool. And then we figured out we couldn't really do much at Disney because Disney's just like family friendly, and that's not for us at the moment, right? You know, so we went back to the Hilton, and at that point there was security everywhere. The whole place was packed. It was super freaking loud. We walked in and somehow weaseled our way to the bar. And at this point, like, we had already been drinking through half of the day.
So you just drank through California, essentially.
Yes.
You just kind of moved through.
I'd say from like 2 p.m., 3-ish, we had been drinking. And wasn't a good start. But we made our way directly to the bar. Like, we were sitting at the bar. As I walk in, fucking 10-second songs is right next to me. And I'm so drunk at this point. I'm just like looking at him like, ha, who are you? And he's looking at me like, why are you looking at me? And I was just like, I don't know who you are. And then I figured it out. It clicked. And I was like, can I take a picture with you? He's like, sure, dude. Yeah. And we talked a little bit and then he left. And then thankfully the next day he followed me on Twitter and we actually DM'd and had like a conversation, which I'd rather he remember that of me than Thursday Night John.
Some drunk guy walking up, and you probably remember it so much more elegant. You're probably just like,
yeah.
Who are you? And you're just like, all of a sudden your face goes.
Yeah. And then
you'd say, can I take a picture? And then he's like, okay.
Nikki and John were there again. We met them at Vlogger Fair.
Did they remember you at all?
That's the funny part. Okay, so he shook my hand and he's like, "Oh, you're that tech guy, Joe." And I was like, "No,
That's not me." At least they tried.
Yeah. Who else? Oh, across the way, this massive mountain of a man was standing there, Furious Pete. And I was like, drunk John did a double take and was like, "Oh my God, that's Furious Pete." And so I like pushed my way through everyone. And I was like, "Dude, I love your stuff. Can I take a picture?" And he's like, "Sure, man." We took a picture. And then he left like immediately. I probably scared him off. And then, and then like it got even more packed and everything was real tight. And like you could shoulder to shoulder. And then Grace Helbig just walks in with like this like wave of people just surrounding her. So that was crazy. There was no way I was getting to her, but she was over there. It was cool. You know, she's pretty and stuff. She just like some people just really ooze fame. She was one of those people. Like it looked like there was a spotlight on her all the way in.
It probably
maybe
was.
I was just drunk. No. There was no spotlight. Corridor Digital was there.
How is that? Was that cool?
Yeah, they were on skateboards.
Sounds about right.
All right.
Yeah, I don't know them that well to be like, yeah, that explains it. But they were on skateboards. I don't know why. A bunch of like prankster pieces of shit were there. You know, Joey Salads. You're welcome, Joey, if you're listening, which you're not. But if someone sends this to you, I don't like you. Now you know. Who else? Bunch of other people. I mean, like, there was... So this is all in the vlog. I just got to figure out how to make it make sense without making us look bad. You know what I mean?
You should really just, like, put a disclaimer, like, listen, I was drunk when I took these pictures and everything and filmed this, so just cut it together cohesively.
Right. We were standing there and... For some reason, we came up with this plan to get on the roof. We were going to get on the roof of the hotel. Okay. We have a guy with us that just left today. We had a guy with us named Ty, and he's a YouTuber, but he works with a company called Omelette that is like marketing sort of deal. No, that's marketing and influencer advertising and stuff like that. So he knows a lot of people. And Ty's like one of those guys that is just like, especially when he's drunk, to just like, let's just do this thing. We're going to do this thing. We're all going to do this thing. And it's going to work.
So he's a drunk girl, which is what you're saying.
We came up with this plan to get on the roof. I think it was more Brian's idea than anything. And he's like, oh my God, we're going to do it. We're going to do it. We're going to do it.
So I appreciate him holding up the Brian name.
That's good. So we decide that it's going to happen. We start heading to the roof. There are 14 floors in the hotel. We are on the bottom. There's security everywhere. And Ty had like split off from us, so we didn't see him. But then he started sending us pictures of him getting to the roof. So we, of course, drunk us, we were like, "Oh fuck yes, this is gonna happen. We're gonna be on the roof." So we started going up floors. We went all the way up to floor 14 because he sent us a picture of like a stairwell to go into. We weren't confident enough and we went up a stairway like out of the floor and actually went to the side stairwells.
Oh.
And security followed us up.
Oh.
And we're like, "No, you gotta get down. You gotta get down here. You can't be up here."
They're probably like, "These fucking YouTubers, Jesus."
Well, I'm sure they were so sick. The high floors are where they're stashing like the big guys. And their security just like up and down the hallways so you can't get to them. You know what I mean? Like Tyler Oakley level of big guys. You know what I'm saying? And so what did we do? We were like, "Oh, not a problem, dude. Sure." We took the elevator down to floor 13. Got out.
Way to mix them up.
Yeah. And then we tried to find another stairwell. At some point got stopped by security again. And we're like, oh, yeah, we're going to the party on the roof. And they're like, oh, they just played along. There really was no party on the roof. Maybe they didn't know that. I don't know. They're like, oh, yeah, man, you don't have the right pass to get up there. And we're just like, oh, yeah, we'll just go get the pass from our friends. So we go down to like floor whatever. And we just keep trying. Eventually, we stop hearing from Ty. And
you get a call and he's, hey, I'm on the roof.
We thought that he was just like, that maybe he lied to us. Maybe he just is trying to get us in trouble. We're just drunk. We don't know what's going on. So we're walking, trying to get up the roof, all this stuff. And then Ty says, I'm with the cops. And we're like, oh, fuck. Because like these doors that lead to the roof all say no trespassing. Entrance will set off alarm and lead to arrest.
Wow.
But we don't care. We're just like, we want to get to the roof.
You're That's big YouTubers.
We want to get to the roof. And so he eventually is like, after a while, Ty is like, okay, I need your help. I'm in cuffs. I told him that we're filming something and I just wanted to film something really cool with my friend. And I had a camera, so we were going to go save him and be like, yeah, see, camera, we're going to record something cool. But we ended up losing him.
And then Ty fought the cops, and then someone got shot.
We never found him. We went back to the bar. Ty comes down, and basically, he comes down, we're all drunk, and then he shows us, he puts his phone in front of us and shows us pictures from on top of the roof, like an asshole. And here's what happened. Boy. He got caught. Security, like, actually called the cops. He got cuffed. The cop went to escort him, and they took him in the elevator. And when they were in the elevator alone, he said, so are you a YouTuber? And Ty was like, yeah, man, yeah. And the cop was like, do you think you could help a smaller channel out?
What the fuck?
Yeah, I know.
California's a weird fucking place.
And then Ty was like, sure, man, yeah, I'll talk to you, whatever you need, man. So I guess the cop just like slowly uncuffed him and handed him a sticker with the cop's channel on it, which I can confirm. We saw the sticker. And so he's like giving him advice, and the cop took him up on the roof. So he got pictures
what
up on the roof.
What is life?
Ty also gave this cop his pass so the cop could go to VidCon.
How old was this
Saturday,
cop?
Today. Huh? I don't know. I never saw
How
the
old
cop,
was
but,
it? Oh, you never saw him?
No. But the cop has a YouTube channel. Ty was not allowed to go to VidCon today because he gave the cop his pass.
Wait. What's his YouTube channel? Do you know it?
I could ask Ty. I have the footage where Ty mentioned the channel. I can't remember what it's called.
Do you think... Hold up. He wouldn't get in trouble for, like... If multiple people knew about it and someone got cheeky and decided to fucking contact... Yeah.
I don't know. Probably. That's a question.
Yeah, if you do find out, let's just not say it.
Yeah. So it was pretty interesting, fairly interesting night. I think, dude, I mean, again, there's footage of all this that probably helped bring back some memories. But I think in total, I don't know, 20, 30 beers. And then we started doing shots of Fireball at some point. And it was just a rough time. And then there was some other stuff that I really don't want to mention on the podcast for reasons. Because we were drunk. Eventually, we got home at like 3 or 4 in the morning. And Brian did not come with us. He got out of the cab at some point. We don't really remember everything. He just kind of left. But he ended up getting home before us.
Action rolled out and ran home.
Yeah. Yeah. He ended up getting here before us. And then... the next day, man, was just rough.
It
was
hold up. How much was that cab ride? Because the guy, knowing you were drunk, man, just drove you in circles.
I don't know.
For like an hour. And like, I don't know. Yeah, it's not usually $300, but...
Listen, I will. This is what I can tell you. I don't really recall what happened. And I know that Brandon spent a lot of money. But somehow I spent a lot of money. And that's all I remember. I remember like the next morning I was like... I thought it would be funny. I was like, oh my God, watch it be something crazy. And that day, I spent upwards of $1,000.
Oh, good.
How much did that Winnie the Pooh cost?
That's the problem. I don't know how I did it. I mean, John, if I was really, if it was a problem for me and I was like, well, I have to find out exactly how this happened, I could look at the activity of my account and find out. But I mean, like, at this point, the fun has already been had.
But like, to get closure to the viewers and us, could you look just, you know, and get like, have an idea of what we're looking at? Because I'm very curious as to what you could spend $1,000 on that's not a prostitute.
I took, at some point of that night, I took $500 on in cash at an ATM.
You got a hooker, didn't you?
No.
We're going to have to get a talk. We're going to have a talk.
No, I did not get a hooker. I promise.
John, okay, listen. I know we're on audio, but if you did blow off of a hooker's ass, just blink twice.
No, I did not do that. But I mean, like, for example, I don't remember what anything cost, but I specifically remember that Fireball was $30 a shot.
You went to a California bar, I see.
Well, keep in mind, this is a hotel bar.
Yeah.
So, like, I don't know. It's enter at your own risk sort of deal. But, like, you're there. You're with a bunch of people that are way, they're just, like, way famous. You're way out of your league. And you're drinking with them. And you just don't stop. And that was, like, we were in a new spot. It was California. We're, like, who gives a fuck about life right now? Let's just get trashed, and we did, and here we are, and that's that. So kids, stay in school. Don't become a YouTuber. Or do.
Maybe you should take your own advice, John.
I'm too deep.
You're too deep. You know? You're like Scarface. You're in the game. You're living the game.
Yeah.
Oh God.
It was a fun time. So all in all, week was pretty good. You know.
John. I'll be honest. I cannot see even if I went to Las Vegas, a time where I would spend $1,000 in one night.
You'd be surprised, unless, though, Brian.
Would I be surprised?
You are in California. You don't have a car. You're paying to go places every time. You're paying to acquire things. It's just, Brian, I don't need to explain myself to you. I don't know how it happened.
Do you have anything to show for it? Like, did you have the souvenir or like, did you buy a t-shirt or like anything at all?
So
one could assume that out of the 1,000, most, if not all of it was spent on something that went into your body or took your body places.
Yes.
Okay. So you're starting to see what the problem is.
Yep.
Okay. All right. As long as you see that, all right, we're good.
I mean, yesterday was kind of rough. We woke up kind of rough.
John, let me tell you, I don't like your attitude tonight.
Oh no! Why do I hear Andrew Zarian at this point?
I think you're being very rude to people.
Where are you, Andrew?
I'm here.
Can we see Andrew?
I just walked into the studio. I have no video on me, but I just want to say hello.
Hi, bud. We miss you.
I love you.
Long time no talk. I love you too. You're my light in a dark place.
If I die right now, I just want to let you know that I love you and I love you forever.
And I get GFQ. Okay, bye. I'm glad you just say noises at me and I'm just supposed to.
John, Bub, if you can just insert a yes, because I'm sure you have a clip of Andrew saying yes at some point. Just go ahead and add it after the GFQ part.
Right. No.
Yes.
So I'm just then we have like, proof. Damn it.
Just yes.
Just put a delay there.
Yeah.
But yeah. So Andrew confirmed I'm getting GFQ afterwards, right?
That was really sweet of him. I mean, you could blow more money. I mean, that was hookers.
Fucking fantastic. Fantastic.
Can I sing you a song before I leave?
You can send me a song.
Sing you a song.
Fuck Andrew, of course.
You are my sunshine, my only sunshine. You okay, make Andrew, me I have happy a question for you. When I have skies question. Are gray.
Andrew, I have a question.
Yes.
How drunk are you right now?
From 1 to 10?
From 1 to 10.
From 1 to 10. I've probably had about 3.5 bottles of wine.
Glass bottles.
I have no idea who else is on the show. I just I see a nice gentleman in a with glasses and a plaid shirt. I see a nice gentleman with a blue shirt. And I see John.
Well, I have glasses and a black
I see John Prosser, which doesn't count.
See, John, you don't even get a nice description. You're just a fucking John.
I know.
Sorry, John Bob. Andrew, you're a different level. You have an H.
No, Suncast is a whole different thing, but it's a beautiful, beautiful group of men right now.
Oh, thank you.
Very handsome.
Oh, God. Drunk Andrew
you're a beautiful
has started.
Boy.
You're a very good boy. You're a handsome boy. You have a very nice body.
I'm getting slightly turned on.
I'm glad. All right, guys. Have a good show. I totally Later. Screwed up your entire show. I just wanted to come
no,
say
No, you
hi.
Didn't. You made it better.
But this is 100% better.
I'm glad. I literally have four glasses of wine and, well, almost four bottles. And I
think
have,
you're lying because last time it was three. So
it was three and a half. It's four, actually. And then I have cake here with me also. I bought cake. Wow.
The night's made.
Tonight is the night.
Oh, God.
All right, guys. Have a good show.
Have a good
Bye-bye.
One, Andrew.
Suncast, I love you.
I love you, too.
Andrew Zarian, everybody.
This is the first five-man podcast. Well, I take that back, actually. We had a six or an eight.
It was like fuck, 10.
It was eight.
Yeah, that was a good point. Well, this is the first five-man podcast because it was not five at some point, so. Oh, Drew did a good job deciding the title. I blew $1,000 at VidCon featuring Andrew Zarian.
And the Grin Guys.
And the Grin Guys.
The Grin Guys, yeah.
You know, can we just shorten it to Gringos?
Yeah.
Because calling the Grin Guys feels slightly offensive.
Nah, it's not offensive.
Totally and John shaving his leg.
Oh, yeah, I fucking did that too, didn't I? I guess you almost forgot.
It was only like 40 minutes ago. How did you forget?
I mean, you might as well set that up.
Guys,
me and Lucas and I can vamp about it.
What else? Do you guys have anything else you want to talk about on the podcast before we wrap up and I eat my hair off the floor?
Well, I can talk to Lucas while you're doing it about a video game. So
okay, you do that. All right. You do you.
All right, so Lucas, you go. You set up.
Lucas, at this point, we have to use the audio from the actual stream, correct? Because we had Andrew and stuff.
Oh, I can edit it in. I'm very, very resourceful.
He's a professioner.
Okay, because I wanted to unplug this my headphones so I could still hear you.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. So John's going to set up to lick his own leg hair off the floor, the unclean tile floor of the kitchen of a house he's staying at that's not his.
Gag fest.
So Lucas and I are going to talk about Overwatch for a couple minutes while he's doing that.
Overwatch.
So I wanted to mention, I think last week I said that I bought Overwatch on PS4.
Yes.
And I've been playing it. Well, I bought it on PC like yesterday because I couldn't handle it on PS4. It just was a fucking train wreck. It felt like I was trying to be an MMA fighter, but I had cerebral palsy. Because that game is legitimately all about fast reflexes and precision aiming, and you get none of that with a controller. Lucas, what are your thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, there's only a few first-person shooters that are good on consoles, and you have to build them really well for them to work, I guess.
I think, Destiny, if this game had like an aim down the sights or something similar, it'd be better, or some like auto aiming to an extent, but like Halo, good. Call of Duty works.
Halo works.
Call of Duty works. Destiny is very solid, but this
I've
game
never
where it's all
Destiny, so
yeah. it's similar to like a Halo, Call of Duty level of aiming and things like that. Right. Sorry, I just burped into the fucking.
Built by Bungie, so it's probably similar to Halo.
But no, I've been playing like levels of Overwatch. And where I work is just, hello, window. everybody at work, yeah, we're good. Everybody at work, where I work, like out of five people play as Overwatch. Like, it's absurd. So everyone's like gathering up and we're doing like a thing. It's really exciting. Yeah. Does everyone like from Spectrum Swapper play Overwatch? Because if you guys do, I want to add you all.
Right now, it's just me and Skadir, but
okay.
I'm trying to get Jordan too because he said he looked at it and he was interested. So
yeah, because Jordan doesn't really do a lot of shooters.
No, he usually doesn't. Which
yeah,
when you guys are ready, I'm ready. By the way,
All right. Okay. Well, I guess that cuts off. Oh, my God. Thank you, Bubby, for cutting to that horrible, horrible shot.
The FBT podcast, everyone. You can become a sponsor from pagetech.net for $5 a month, and you get this early and live. That's Bubby.
Something you can't get anywhere else. Go ahead and cut to John here. We're not even necessary anymore. This is the main event.
I do for the internet.
Okay, if you're gonna throw up,
kids. Hey, this is $20, right, Brian?
Yeah, absolutely. If you're gonna throw up, do it in frame, please.
Like within the next week.
Are you sure you don't want to get the money first?
Well, just go ahead and do that. You're gonna get your money. Don't worry. But go ahead and do the hair
within the next week.
That's not what we agreed upon, but you're going to get your money.
Brian?
Do you have salt? Don't okay. In the next Listen, week. I'm yes. Doing this yes. For you. In the next
Listen
week.
Listen to me. Look at me. Are you here? Are you with me? Are we you good? Here? Okay, Brian. $20 within the next week after I do this.
Yeah?
If I don't do this, then you have to do it. And all you have to do to prove that that this is legit is say that you'll do this. Other than that, you'll never have to do it because you're going to give me $20, right?
Okay, yes.
Yes, okay.
I'm giving you $20 within the next week.
Brandon so kindly gave me some salt. So we'll be sure to use that. Let me make sure you guys can see here. All right.
Oh, good boy.
A slip of salt. It's good.
It looks great. Go ahead, John. Whenever you're ready.
Are you ready?
Audio listeners, here comes the most boring and most awful part of the podcast.
We ready?
Yep. Go ahead. John, John, you lick your own hair off the floor. There you go.
Okay, here we go.
Oh my God. Oh, it was on his tongue.
Oh, God.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
I get it.
Yeah. Okay, John, swallow.
He said lick it up. He didn't say eat it, and I wouldn't suggest eating it.
He's already doing it.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
No, buy a hip. Buy a hip. I just want it.
Oh.
Right there.
Oh, dude!
Oh my God! Oh my God! You know, just to make it better, I took a small video of it and I tweeted it to Michelle.
Oh, God.
Why? This is the worst thing I've ever made someone do.
Fuck.
John, can you hear me? John, can you hear me?
Yeah!
Liz said there's someone else's hair in there, a long one. You just say it's someone else's hair.
Here we go, this is it.
Oh no. Oh no. Oh no. Oh, you're making me puke. Dude, it's the zone. It's the zone. Finish it.
Oh my God.
John, I did it.
Stop.
There's no hair there.
That's good.
It's gone.
Is it in your teeth? You know,
there's no
at
hair
least you won't
floor?
Have to floss.
Well, $20, Brian. It's all mine.
You earned it. It's all yours, buddy.
Well, if you tuned in live, thanks. You can get this every single week from pagetech.net. $5, get you this, because I got 20. And if you listened in the audio, I just realized how bad this is for audio listeners, just hearing gagging. You can get that at youtube.com/frontpagetech. That's the video version, of course. That'll be uploaded on Thursday. And that's about it. You guys have anything else to say?
Nope.
iTunes and Google Play.
Okay, then I hope everyone has a lovely week.
Just want to say bye to the gringos.
Bye, Gringos.
Later.
And we'll see you next week. We love you. Goodbye.
Okay.
Bye-bye.